بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Before we get into the next chapter, there was a few messages that came in regards to yesterday's topic. As far as, you know, we mentioned about the beard, so some people had the question that what does it mean by fist? So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as I mentioned yesterday, that his beard was at least a fist, from not just from the bottom, from all sides, because it's a style to have it just from the bottom and have it clean from the side. So that wasn't the sunnah beard. The sunnah beard was to have it a fist from all sides. And the second thing they requested was to clarify as far as the mustache is concerned. That what is the ruling as far as the mustache is concerned? Like I said, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, وَحْفِ الشَّوَارِعِ, that to trim the mustache. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam's mustache itself, he barely had a mustache. He had only a few hair, and at times he didn't have any. And however, there were sahaba who did keep mustaches, and for those, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam instructed them to clip it, and they made sure that he told them to make sure that the hair did not go past the lip area. So it would have to be trimmed above the lip, so it doesn't go beyond the lip area. So the next chapter is on the storytelling of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like I said, it's very lengthy. We can start going through a few of these. Like I mentioned yesterday, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once mentioning about 11 women who described their husbands without hiding any fact. So let's go over a few of them. First woman said, and I remember this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, he's explaining this. The first woman, he's saying that this is what the first woman said about her husband. My husband is like the meat of useless camel, as if he has a piece of meat that has no life left in it, and also like the meat of a camel that is generally not preferred, and the meat also put on top of a mountain which is difficult to climb. The road to the top is not easy, so that it may be possible to climb it, nor is the meat of such worth that because of it one should separate it into 100 lots and carry it down. So obviously this woman doesn't have much good things to say about her husband. The second woman, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on by saying that she said, if I do describe my husband, what can I describe him about? I have nothing to say about him. I fear if I begin to describe his faults, there will be no end to it. If I begin, I will have to mention all his inner and outer faults. So I don't think she looks too very happy either. The third woman, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, my husband is an anshiqaq, which means he is a very tall man. If ever I comment on anything, he immediately will give talab to me. If I keep silent, I just hang around. So again, there's commentary for each one. We're not going in the commentary. The fourth woman, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, my husband is mild and mannered, like the nights of Tiham. He is not hot, nor is he cold, nor is there anything to fear him, nor any displeasure. So alhamdulillah, she is content. The fifth woman, she says, when my husband comes into the house, he becomes a cheetah. And when he goes out, he becomes a lion. He does not care to investigate what happens in the house. The sixth woman, when my husband eats, he eats everything. When he drinks, he does not leave anything. When he sleeps in his own sheet. He does not even touch me, so that he cannot know the disturbance in my mind. The seventh woman, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, my husband is impotent and he is unmanly. He is such a dunce that he cannot even speak. Whatever sickness a person has in the world, he possesses it. His manners are such that he may break my head or injure my body or do both. The eighth woman said, my husband is soft like a rabbit, When I touch him, he smells like the fragrance of Zafran. So, there are some who are happy, and there are some who are not. The question is, if our wives were to describe us, then how are we in front of others? What question do we have? And, you know, what is it that we have to say? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions in the hadith, and it's not only he's just saying it, rather he's saying it as a challenge. خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ مِنْ أَهْلِهِ. That the best amongst you are the best towards their spouses, and I am the best towards my wives. It is a challenge of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, subhanAllah, as we are reading about this, it's something that is extremely important to understand that family is a huge blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should always make that dua. We recited this a few days ago, a few nights ago in Salatul Tarawih as well. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيَنْ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And just to leave you out with this, you know, many of the problems that occur in marriages, it's because both parties, they don't want to understand their own responsibility. I mentioned this so many times. Everyone cares about what's their right, what the other person has to offer me. They're not worried about what they have to offer the other person. If everyone starts caring about what their responsibility is, automatically your rights will be taken care of as well. So instead of worrying about your right, worry about what your responsibility is towards your wife, towards your husband, towards your children, towards your neighbors, towards your Muslim fellow, towards your co-workers, whoever it may be. Worry about what your responsibility is, because for that, you will be questioned about it. Every person who is under us, whether it be a student, whether it be a child, whoever it may be, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He has given us any type of authority, if we are a husband, we're responsible for our own family. We will be questioned about our family on the day of Qiyamah. We will be questioned about the well-being of our children. We will be questioned about the well-being of our spouse. We will be questioned about our neighbors. So instead of worrying about what people have to offer me, let's take care of what we have to do in order to take care of them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability of practicing upon the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. SubhanAllah.